Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today, we're taking a musical trip to the planet Mars by spotlighting music from movies that prominently feature Mars or Martians. And we're going to begin with a score I'm very fond of from composer Jerry Goldsmith, a dynamic and exciting effort written for the 1990 Arnold Schwarzenegger action thriller Total Recall. Enjoy.
Thank you.
terrific stuff from Jerry Goldsmith, written for Total Recall. Next up, a fun score from composer John Debney, written for the less-than-successful cinematic update of My Favorite Martian, starring Christopher Lloyd and Jeff Daniels. Let's take a listen. That's music from My Favorite Martian, written by John Debney. Moving on to something a little bit weightier, around the beginning of the millennium, there were a few different movies that came out about Mars. You had John Carpenter's Ghost of Mars, you had Brian De Palma's Mission to Mars, which will feature music from a little later, and you also had a movie called Red Planet, which starred Val Kilmer, Carrie-Anne Moss, Tom Sizemore, Benjamin Bratt, Simon Baker, Terrence Stamp. A movie with some good ideas, didn't quite live up to its full potential, but an interesting flick nonetheless. It featured a score by Graham Revell. Let's take a listen. And that's music written by Graham Revell for the movie Red Planet. Next up, an entertaining score from composer Danny Elfman, one we've probably featured three or four different times on the program before. I don't know why we keep returning to it. For various reasons, it fits in with so many themes. And of course, we're going to use it again here. This is music by Danny Elfman, written for Tim Burton's sci-fi action comedy Mars Attacks. Take a listen.
Thank you.
And that's music written by Danny Elfman for Tim Burton's Mars Attacks. Next up, as promised, music by Ennio Morricone, written for Brian De Palma's Mission to Mars. I think this is one of the finest scores of the later portion of Morricone's career, a really tremendously nuanced effort that you can't fully appreciate until you listen to the full album, because it's one of those things that's very much intended as an album experience. But there are some incredible standout cues, such as the one I'm about to feature right now. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and at DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're continuing our musical trip to Mars on today's program. Next up, a score from composer John Powell, written for a great big flop of an animated movie called Mars Needs Moms. Fortunately, the score is a whole lot of fun. Let's take a listen. That's music by John Powell, written for Mars Needs Moms. Do hope you enjoyed that. Next up, we move along to a score from composer Philip Glass, written for an IMAX documentary entitled Roving Mars. Enjoy. Thank you. Music by Philip Glass, written for the documentary Roving Mars. Next up, we go back to Mr. Jerry Goldsmith once again and his dynamic, thrilling music for the action movie Capricorn One. Take a listen. That's music from Capricorn One, written by Jerry Goldsmith. We conclude our musical trip to Mars with a brand new score from composer Michael Giacchino. This is his sweeping, exciting new score for John Carter. Let's take a listen. Thank you. That's music from John Carter, written by Michael Giacchino. Do hope you enjoyed that. That about wraps up our time together on the program today. I'll ask you to join us again next week when we have some more music, and we'll do some movie reviews on next week's show. Things just got a little busy this week, so be sure to join us next time, and we'll get to that. In the meantime, have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to vote.